We're going to be talking about really working through intermediaries and fiscal sponsorship, supporting organizations, and donor advised funds are all quite different, but they all share a common thread in that, in particular for private foundations, corporations, and individuals, to the extent that there's work that they want to get done and it's either inefficient or in some cases illegal to do it directly, if you can set up the proper intermediary relationship, it really opens up the door to doing work and having impact and being effective in a way that you may not be able to do directly. There is a price that comes with that, and that's complying with the rules. And so hopefully we're going to distinguish the difference today between using these vehicles appropriately, where those risks are, and where things may be too good. And I just give you an example, like if it seems too good to be true and like it's super easy, it probably is. There is a price that comes with using each of these models. My personal bullish opinion is that if you do it right, it's well worth the cost that you have to pay, but you still have to pay those costs, and we'll talk a little bit what that means. While I do work for Arabella, I also work for the New Venture Fund and a couple other nonprofits, including a C4. Most of what I'm going to be talking about today is informed by that work. The New Venture Fund, for example, is about a $400 million organization. It houses 250 independent projects. All of them are basic one form of fiscal sponsorship or another, and so it gives some insights into the way this work is done sort of at scale. All right, so what is fiscal sponsorship? Fiscal sponsorship is not a technical term from the tax code. It's not a product of trust law. It's not in any of the business or corporate codes.